This is Johnny Wrestling, Johnny Gargano, and you are listening to Shootin' Poop.
Hey, this is Joe Gatto, and you're listening to Shootin' Shit.
The following podcast is brought to you by the Jonas Podcasting Network, found exclusively at WrestlingWithJonas.com.
Then why is DDJ still on the show every week when we can edit it out?
Oh, fuck you.
The Zingers coming early tonight.
I said I wasn't all the way awake. I didn't say I didn't know what the fuck I was doing, dude. Hi, buddy.
Whatever.
Love you.
Ladies, it is the brosif.
Joven.
Motherfucker.
I got one question. I want to say that on behalf of all of Joe Bond's friends, Facebook friends,
all three of family, them,
I am the only one. I'm the one who has not said shit about that football game last week.
That's true.
And I want you to know, brother, that I love you. I don't know why McCarthy is coming back.
Me neither.
But from the bottom of my heart, bro. How about them Cowboys, dude? What the fuck was that? You're supposed to have our back. It's Green Bay. It was completely set up for you to get revenge. You had McCarthy on the other sideline. Dak Prescott, he needs a fucking playoff win. And that fucking rookie came in and just – I mean, dude, they got a picture of him standing on the star. That's got to be tough for Texas.
Yeah, it's terrible, man. I appreciate you for holding it in until you saw me face to face. That's beautiful.
That's all I'm going to say, dude. That's all I got. You get the one. And then, of course, you know, Joey up there with the Bucks just fucking spanking the Eagles. But you guys both actually said a week ago that you guys both called that shit.
Yeah.
So we were realistic about our teams. Die hard Cowboy fan. Eagles silly dies. Mad respect for both, buddy. Mad respect for both. You guys had hell of seasons. You should be proud. For real.
Yeah. Now the clock turns to what the Chicago Bears are going to do in the draft, man, which is going to be right here in downtown Detroit.
Hey. Also, hey, Detroit, first playoff win in 32 years. Look at you go.
Dude, I know. I was.
The fucking town is my buzzing.
Pick, my pick to win it, buddy. Oh, dude, I bet. Yeah.
It's gotten so good here that random people are just like high-fiving in the streets and Lions gear. You can't buy that shit at the mayor anymore. It's honestly
it's like Eminem's getting ready to drop a new album, dude. It's like crazy.
Yeah. You know? Dude, Eminem was at the game and everybody was singing Lose Yourself at the end.
I know, bro. I know.
It's just something.
There was like grown men. There was grown men in the crowds crying, bro, like fucking real tears. As a Cubs fan,
I like that they showed.
I completely, yeah.
They showed like the 70 something year old that they're like, he's had season tickets for 49 years, and this is the first time he's seen a playoff win.
Right, dude. That's craziness.
That poor old bastard. I cried with the
guys like that. Beautiful. Guys like that deserve a Super Bowl.
Hell yeah. Yeah, hopefully it happens. It's keeping crime down because everybody's happy here. So I mean, fuck, keep winning, go Lions.
Until they win the Super Bowl, and then they riot.
Oh yeah, no, I'm gonna get me a new TV if they win the Super Bowl.
That whole fucking city's gonna burn if they win for sure.
I'm gonna have to call Dwayne and see where he wants to meet up because we're knocking some stuff over.
Give me one big fucking insurance claim in that city.
It's all right.
Me and Dennis are just waiting for the Bears to fuck this number one draft pick up like a fucking truck stop whore. We're just waiting for that shit to get smashed.
God, and the way it's sounding, it's starting to sound like that. That's exactly what they're going to do.
Let's go Bears, baby.
Well, let's go Bears.
Year 28 on the rebuild.
We haven't let you do a crazy joke in the last few weeks. Do you want to throw a dad joke, Dennis joke in?
Nah, you know what? I want to take the time that I would have spent towards that, and let's put it towards something a little bit more productive, because we got a big show this week.
Yes, we do. All right, well, we're going to get started.
Smart business, bro.
No giggles, all shits tonight on Shooting Shit. Get ready. This is our Royal Rumble show. So, got a couple of surprises coming in, you guys. Thanks for staying with us.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Ruined.
Try Shooting Shit. I love that song. You know what I don't love, not necessarily love too much, man, is that shirt. Sean, I know you like it, man, but Jesus.
Week three in the winter of Punk, baby.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is like becoming a trend. It seems like the last couple episodes, Sean's had a CM Punk shirt on.
It's the same one. He hasn't taken it off.
That's not true.
Are you pulling a Joey Kane eating out of a pot right now?
No, I got a bowl, man. What are you talking about?
Good. Like,
man, last time I was with your mom, she said I could take this home.
Oh.
He might be telling the truth. My mom does cook a lot and likes to send shit away with people.
Yeah,
just because she's like, oh, poor too, people.
Dude, I said it before and I'll say it again, Jovan, man. Dude, your mom's pretty awesome.
She's all right.
She is, bro.
She's all right. Well,
I've been checking out her TikToks too, Mama Too Hottie. Looking good, baby.
Needs to get off TikTok.
So keep it up.
Whoop y'all's asses. You know what? I can't wait to see y'all. I'm just saying. Gives me a just good saying. Time. I can't to wait kick to see
you
either, bro.
You definitely come.
I'm gonna be there on the 28th, 27th. What day is it, guys?
27th.
27th.
From Saturday.
Saturday, the 27th. We will be at the one and only
Copeland's Bar and Grill in downtown Mateo, Illinois.
Ah!
There you go, buddy. I didn't drop the ball on that one, did I, Fro?
You were on it, Bubba.
And that shit is like 4 inches tall, dude.
It really
is. I
think
by the time we see you, you're going to be like 6'5", 6'6". Look at that shit. Look at it.
It's the dream, man. That's the dream.
That's the Marge Simpson look.
Yeah. I get this close to like...
Are you waiting for us like a sale at the barbershop where it's like we're cutting off a yard of hair, or is that what's going on?
If I wanted
are
to
you
shave,
donating that?
I'd be able to shave
to like
myself.
Mexican cancer patients.
I'll be able to. You like that, Dennis? That was good for you.
What?
I'll be able to.
Well done, Sean.
He could braid that up. He could find some. You're in Detroit, dude. I'm sure we can find some chick to braid that up for you. Cornrow it, shit. Maybe put your
dishes
in there.
No. <That's my laughs>
You think he could pull it off?
I don't know, man.
Come on, man. You're around, dude. You're like downtown Philly trash. Tell him, can he pull that off or not?
No, can't do it.
Thanks, no? Buddy. Okay. Well, I hate to tell you guys,
Joe would know.
The dream is dreads, so we'll get there eventually. But
the dream is cultural appropriation. That's great. Awesome. Good for
I'm
you.
I'm Caribbean,
well,
motherfucker.
Dude, you know.
What, wait, fucking,
this
yeah,
is Caribbean?
What fucking point 0.03% of you is
no, he's 7%. He's 7% hair product, is what he's trying to say.
God, Jovan's 23 and me is like the Steiner math promo.
Jovan's just a Jafakin.
It's gonna be funny too. I've never Jafakin. Seen dreads that went straight up. That's gonna be awesome, dude. It's gonna look like Kid and Play went to Jamaica.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have with us tonight to discuss the Royal Rumble and all the various topics we have, the owner of Copeland's Bar and Grill in beautiful Mantino, Illinois, Mr. Josh Glenn. There he is.
Hey. Happy, guys.
Hey.
You totally stole my idea there, man. I was thinking the same thing. I was like, man, I wonder if he could pull off the Kid and Play thing.
I think he could, dude.
You know,
oh, he totally could.
Get a little high fade.
Right.
Get a little high fade and just do that shit straight up.
I'm just gonna push it back. Hold on. Where's the yeah.
Oh, dude, you can't. Oh, that's
well, Jovan, you know, worst case scenario for Halloween, you could dress up as Gerald from Hey Arnold.
Really?
Yeah, that's our next pro wrestling teased product, Josh.
Did you guys know? And I just learned this.
Get your two hockey chia pet now for the holidays.
That those seeds they use for chia pets are the exact same seeds that they're eating at like healthy shakes now, chia seeds. There's no difference.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that true, Josh?
That is true.
Yeah,
Josh. Yeah. On
the pulse of it. It's really fucking true. I fucking fell into a rabbit hole with that shit the other day.
I can't say that I know what the nutritional edge is on doing that. I have no idea.
No clue. But everybody puts it in all their shakes, their oats.
Or like texture or whatever, yeah.
Yeah. Just like put it in your chest.
That's what it is.
If it helps grow hair, I'm down. I'll give her a shot. Just saying.
Well, gentlemen, we have quite a few things to get to tonight. But we've got Josh with us, the owner of Copeland's Bar and Grill in Manteno, Illinois. And the big deal is the Royal Rumble. So we're not going to jump the shark and get straight to the Rumble, because why would we do that? Make you wait for it. But I do want to talk about some WWE guys that may have recently been released and granted their final end times of their little waiting periods. We've seen the resurgence of AJ Francis, Nick Nemeth, Mustafa Ali, and the Grizzled Young Veterans all over the indies in New Japan Pro Wrestling. Dana Brooke in TNA Wrestling.
Let's not shit on Dana, okay?
I don't want to shit on Dana. I really don't. But what is it, Ava?
She just makes it so freaking easy.
Yeah. Ava She's by awful. Elegance is
Ash,
her new name?
Ash by Elegance.
Yeah, something that sounds like you pick up from the fucking perfume counter. Ash by Elegance.
Yeah.
That's terrible. And I'm not gonna down Dana Brooke. I don't want to get canceled. Anyway, we've seen all these people come out. They're doing great. Some of them are putting in the best work they've had in a very long time. Mustafa Ali with GCW's matches have been fire.
I still can't wait to go see him next month with Silver Wolf and a couple others.
Really wish I was invited to that. The Grizzled Young Vets.
Oh, no, 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 no. You were
no,
invited.
No, dude, don't. No, 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 don't. Don't go
I wasn't invited, and I see you every damn week.
Yeah, see there? Didn't even invite Josh, and he's letting us go to his bar and grill. Nope.
You're like, no, 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 just go to work, bro. Don't worry about it. I'm going to be out here having fun. What the fuck?
You were going to find out when he didn't show up for work that night.
Right. Oh, shit.
Josh, you've never been to an indie show, Josh. I don't think your first indie show should be GCW. I'm just...
Why not? We were there to pop Dennis's GCW cherry.
I know, dude, but we've been to a lot of shows, and that show, I was like, I don't know if we're going to make it out of here alive.
That's the fun
part. Yeah, it was pretty rough.
I went to LWF shows back in the day. There was this weird little indie promotion that was only an indie promotion for a small time. That was their name? Oh, yeah, ECW. So I've been to those smaller shows.
Yeah.
Pull on watch New Jack with the Millennium Falcon on somebody's freaking head. Like, you know.
Nice. Hold on. So, is the GCW show? When is that?
I thought it was Dreamwave that we were going to.
Dreamwave.
It's next month.
Course, y'all didn't even tell me what it was. When is it?
February.
Next month, you have time to buy a ticket.
February.
And of course, you're invited. Stop making people think we don't want you to come to the wrestling shows with this man. It's petty.
He's trying to spin the narrative. He's trying to make himself out to be the sympathetic babyface here.
They barely want me at the Rumble on
January 27th
in Manhattan, Illinois.
You liar.
Bar
that's because we're 27% assholes, apparently. I don't know.
And the only reason they want me there is to do setup because Sean doesn't do computers. So
explain the invite.
It does.
I'm the talent, bro.
Yeah. He's going to sit out there with his big cup of whatever and smoke on his cigar while we get it all ready and sound checked for him. Premium cigars by... No, damn it. Try to set that
one up. Cigar shop.
There we go. Well, gentlemen, that begs the question before we got off onto our craziness. Who do you want to see?
You gonna finish the question? Was that it?
I had a small glitch. Either wait out the contract or let it expire, ask for their release, so they can finally get to doing what all these fans want these wrestlers to do, and it's actually wrestle.
I'm one.
I'm kind of curious to see where Andrade's gonna go. Curious to see where Andrade is gonna end up.
My first thought's Finn Balor.
Oh,
I don't think this Judgment Day bullshit is anywhere near the level that he should be at, and he's not getting the level of recognition. And it's basically AJ Styles all over again. So fuck it, get back over to New Japan, reform Bullet Club, not this Bullet Club Gold Light bullshit.
I agree.
I'm gonna actually
a good one.
I actually love Prince Nevitt.
I'm going to actually – Josh mentioned the guy I was going to go with, and I'm going to go with AJ Styles. I would love to – because they're really not doing anything with him now. I mean, yeah, he's in this fatal four-way, but, I mean, obviously he has zero chance of winning this match at the Rumble and stuff. But I would love to see him go back to – now that they're back, and I know we're going to talk about this a little bit later, I would love to see him do one last run in TNA.
He was the face that ran the place, man. Yeah. He
I like that a lot. Actually,
TNA. So I would love that.
Well, especially as he's even talking about this twilight of his career. He's done. So
yeah,
which makes sense because the guy's agile as hell, but he also takes all that abuse. But seeing him run off back to TNA and really be there, be established, and everything like that, and it's shit like this with Tony with the Samoa Joe thing. That's another reason why Joe, seeing him in TNA wouldn't surprise me either. And kind of seeing a little bit of reformation of that original core group, you know, core people.
Oh, that'd be great. We're going to hit on Joe and Hook later in the show when we want to. Yeah. Anyway, Joey K, you got anybody?
I don't know.
You don't know.
Yeah.
Is it good, Sean? I mean, fuck.
I got nothing for you tonight. I really got nothing for you tonight.
For me tonight? Okay. We're happy you're here, buddy.
Well, I mean, I think I called Dolph Ziggler going to TNA last week, if you guys remember correctly. I said that's where he was going to show up, and he did. And I think that's a good fit for him. He can go in there and have some really good matches with some of those guys. I mean, he's not going to be... I don't know that he's going to be carrying a strap or be like a big time star there, but his experience 20 years in the ring, I mean, you got to give that guy props, man. That's a long run in WWE. And the guy didn't do shit really long time.
He hit him over as a Christian like figure over in TNA. The same kind of gimmick.
Doing the dead father gimmick too?
No, I don't know. You know,
something patriarch.
Terrible, dude. When he shot at Dusty, I was like, oh, I know Sean's going to hate that.
Yeah, I seen that today. That makes me want to take his ass for real.
Well, then he's doing his job.
He's doing his job, exactly.
Mine, you guys, I'm going to go with somebody who may not be on the top of everybody's mind. Like, honestly, somebody that I can probably see being off of a contract very, very soon, quietly, because no one's heard from this guy. But that is the former UA Nation, now going by Apollo Crews in the WWE.
Ooh.
If you followed his indie run as UA Nation, he was over. Big dude.
Yes, he was.
Flippy kind of dude. The only thing is his mic skills weren't the greatest, but he was hella athletic.
Didn't he get, But didn't he get kind of overshadowed by like the weekly thing from NXT of like, we acquired this star and this star and this star. So,
yes.
You know, next thing you know, everybody's looking at Kenta and not looking at him.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got repackaged with the horrible African accent.
Oh, my God.
And then I don't know what the hell they're doing with him right now. But
they're not doing anything with him.
That's somebody
that was kind of involved. There was a stretch of those guys that came into NXT. They either stayed there and languished and then got sent up and died or just got sent up. Like Riddle was another one. Riddle, him, a couple of those guys that were like Swerve even. He was one of those guys. There was like four or five top indie guys in the country at that time. And they all got signed at the same time with, you know, both companies. And it hurt Riddle. I mean, it hurt his career. Don't get me wrong. He did as much damage to his career
as they did.
Yeah.
But with the gimmick and the dumb shit and all that, you know, I mean, like I said last week, if you're going to act like a clown and they're going to put it out there and amp it up, then you're a clown. That's what it is. That's how people are going to see it.
But, I'll be honest. I felt like he was having an insanely important gimmick, though. Like, your job is to make Randy Orton likable.
Yeah,
like he can actually have a friend, kind of. You know what I mean? Like that's a pretty heavy load to put on him, but he did a good job for what it was.
Yeah, he did.
Well, I know, and I kind of feel like that was like the last bone that they kind of threw him, because then everything kind of fucking imploded after that.
Well, once Orton went down with the injury, and you know, and really they didn't have anything. I mean, if Orton doesn't go down with that injury and it's out all that time, maybe Riddle's still around.
Here's my issue, though.
Well, dude, Riddle, I don't think so, because the die was already cast. He was already Spicoli.
Yeah.
He was already Spicoli by that point. If you go back and watch his indie career, he was a legit guy. I mean, the guy is a legit MMA guy. I mean, there's nothing other than his gimmick and his personality. There really wasn't nothing phony about him. Like, he could really go. And the Who style that he wrestled
in NXT, he fought somebody in like an oddly shaped cage.
Oh, the fight pit. Was that
the fight pit? Thank you. And who the hell was that?
Was it Thatcher?
Yeah.
Was that Thatcher?
Timothy Thatcher, I believe. Okay.
Two guys that were believable inside of a cage. Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. 100%. Yeah. Cause that was some great shit.
Oh yeah, that was absolutely.
And they tried. Didn't they try to do that again with him on the main roster, and it kind of fell flat with Seth Rollins, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
No, you're right.
You were right.
And he just started going downhill, dude, as soon as he started kicking off flip-flops and having birds fly at his fucking crotch. That was the death nail for that fool. But, God, that's a good little topic. I like where we went with it. A lot of different answers. Couple of guys, you know, we've talked about our mainstays, I guess you could say, of the WWE, but they're not really being utilized now. A lot of the old guard, Balor, AJ, these are guys who, you know, like Josh said, probably would benefit of using their twilight years into a different company, probably where they made their name, so they can go out on top.
Right.
You gotta secure the legend. I mean, that's just part of the gig.
Yeah. No. Who failed to do that, or at least looks like may have failed to do that with the recent matches, Samoa Joe. Guys, for some ungodly reason, Tony Khan decided to put Hook against Samoa Joe for Joe's first defense of his first major title outside of TNA wrestling, and it went over like a wet fart.
Dude, that was the long flush. Long flush. I don't know what the fuck Khan was thinking. I don't know if he got his nose stuck in the briefcase with the coke in it or what the fuck. That was such a terrible. I really can't even wrap my mind around what his thought process even possibly could have been.
That was a fanboy defense for a first defense.
I don't have as much of an issue with them doing the match itself More, my issue was they made Joe look way too weak and Hook look way too strong. I mean, Joe, you know, Hook's kicking out of Muscle Busters at one. Like, he's taking everything Joe has, you know, and it's kicking out and stuff. And it's just like, you basically just killed any legitimacy your world heavyweight champion built up to that point.
Yep.
And let's be honest, Samoa Joe was anything but weak.
Absolutely.
Yep. That guy is dominant, been dominant. His whole style of performing is dominant. And then you got, you know,
he's a monster, 100%.
You got a teenager. Don't get me wrong, dude. I love Hook. I like his gimmick. I like the, you know, I get all that shit. He can go, but he's not on that level yet. He's just not. And that's the problem with AEW.
Rushed.
Joey, you're awful quiet on
that. 100%.
You're awful.
I was drawing comparisons. When we were shooting the shit earlier, I was saying, like, I this reminds me of Sheamus when he first came up and was in that world title picture in the first place. He had no fucking business being there. If anything, he ended up looking weaker out of it as opposed to the opportunity being the rub it was supposed to be.
One of the best rookie years in all of WWE has to go to Sheamus for that run.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of anybody who had a better fucking rookie year than Sheamus.
Now, when 100%. You say rookie, are you talking someone that, like, hasn't been, like...
He means his first year in, like, WWE.
The first fucking year in WWE, yeah.
The only person I could think of that had a, like, as good or if not better first year in the WWE was Kevin Nash's Diesel. Tell me when I'm telling lies.
Dude, okay, if you keep stealing other people's lines... Dude, what the fuck? Kevin Nash is like the I can't even look at you right now. I can't. Siobhan,
go back to eating your food.
He's not mad. He's just disappointed.
He's just hangry. He'll be fine.
Joey, what do you got on it up there? Because I know you've got to have
won the triple crown his first year in the WWE, and you say that's a bad year.
Dude, he's the most overrated big man in the history of the fucking business. Stop me when I'm telling lies. Come on, man.
Dennis is ready to die.
You know what? I have a right to my opinion. You have a right to yours. We'll just leave it at that.
Right. I know.
You know what, ladies, let's not fight. Let's settle this like men in the parking lot. Of course, it's smart.
Earthquake is much better as a big man.
Dennis, you're a better big man than Kevin Nash.
Damn, man. I don't know what to say to.
And I fucking mean that. That's not a joke. I goddamn mean that.
Wow. Nobody get him a singlet. He's going in.
No, you do not want me in a singlet.
I didn't realize that Kevin Nash was a trigger for you. That's good to know.
No, I just... He's just typical Vince, man. We got a guy that's 7 foot, so let's throw every fucking belt we have on him.
It's all right.
The guy's claim to fame is this how much money is what I have in my account? He don't give a fuck. He never did.
Right.
Bob Backlund gave his back up to that guy. He's a fucking clown.
Right. And then he called it out and said eight second win. Yeah.
Right.
All right, Joey. Let's get back to what you think about Joe, because I knew it was going to be good before we triggered Paw up there.
The only problem I have is the whole fucking clutter. It's like, are we done with the fucking Hangman Swerve thing already? I thought we kind of played that out. We had a blow-off match, and here they back are both fucking, you know, up each other's ass for the fucking title. Like, just fuck already, guys. Like, Jesus Christ. Like, put it over with. And, like, okay, so Hook, here's the thing, too. I don't think it went that bad. I think more so it was just like, hey, we're going to put Hook out there. We know, like, the crowd was really behind him. See what he's got. You know, nobody thought he was winning the fucking title. Like, kid's like fucking 12 years old. You know, it's a little baby child. And so, but it was a good showing because he worked with Samoa Joe. That's the thing. Him look great. That's what the champ does. And now we're on to Swerve Hangman 17. Like, what the fuck? Okay.
With no title implications because they're canceling each other out.
And that's kind of what I was trying to hit at. Like, so it's Joe's first title defense. Joe, like I said, he's never worked weak. He's never been that guy. And so you have a brand new champion that everybody was pretty stoked to see in the ring holding the belt up. And the first title defense, you give him a kid who is a third his body weight and is kicking out of his finisher on one count.
Yeah, one.
That, in a nutshell, is what is wrong with AEW.
Yeah.
You had that match to make Hook look better.
And you can
not
look
the
good
guy
in
who's
a loss.
Carrying your strap.
Yeah.
There's plenty of ways to
make
somebody look
make your champion
good.
Look weak, man.
And that's what
he's
did.
Not Flair. Joe is not a shit heel. He's a bad motherfucker.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and I think that speaks to it, though, that yeah, the kid could hang with him to a point, but there became a point where it was so fucking obvious how much Joe was carrying him through
yes.
that match.
Yeah.
And he's an experienced show. That was my yes. issue. So. Like, I didn't feel like he bounced back from that. He was almost like kind of waiting for that instruction kind of thing, where that's not his natural way of movement and everything. Because I like the kid. I actually think he's got a hell of an upside. But, yeah, just
– I like the awful. Kid, too. I agree with you.
Yeah, I think we all agree. Right? He's got an upside.
Just not against somebody that should have been booked as a monster because he's coming off of the biggest win of his career. He's taking the strap off of your longest running champion in a move that a lot of people didn't see coming. And then you have him go up with literally one of the skinniest guys on the roster and he can't push him around like he does some of these bigger fools that we've seen him handle.
Right.
Yeah. He should have powerbombed him. Yeah, that should have been a maybe.
I'm sorry to fantasy book. You know, I'm sorry to fantasy book, but at the end of the day, I really, how the hell he's not in some massive campaign with Darby Allin right now is beyond me. It's like, here, hang out with Sting for a while. Why the fuck is he hanging out with Sting? This is more, you know, direct competition for fucking. Makes no sense. Well,
they wear face paint. That's what binds them. They both wear face paint.
Yeah, but it's also like it's a body type, it's an age group. There's like a multitude of reasons why you would want those two feuding the same way you wanted Randy Orton and John Cena feuding back in the day, even down in fucking FCW and stuff, you know?
Yeah. And no, I mean, look, you've got Hook, his body type,
Josh,
you know.
Heat. I like it.
You can put him
Josh is bringing heat. I like it.
Yeah, but he's not
we
wrong.
We expected nothing less, Son.
No, he's not wrong. Absolutely no, he's not wrong.
We expected nothing less.
You could put Hook with Darby Allin, Sammy Guevara, Starks, people along his body size that'll be believable when he's getting wins against them and not a monster like Joe. He shouldn't have been in there with Joe. That's just that was more
I can easily see him having an amazing match with Swerve Strickland all day long.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're not entirely similar in body type anymore. Maybe once upon a time they were. But it seems like Swerve is
kind of undersized for a pro wrestler. I mean, he's tall, but he ain't exactly huge. I mean, he's more.
Right, but I remember him mixing it up in 205 Live.
Yeah, he was a 205er before he put on the muscle.
Yeah.
But I mean, dude, just. I'm going to say this, one of my hot takes of the night, all right? Tony Khan bitched about gender getting a title shot with Seth Rollins. They at least look like they belonged in the same fucking ring.
Like it or hate it,
he at least looked like he fucking belonged there.
He ain't wrong.
Right up until he locked up.
Until they fucking fucked up his knee. Stop me when I'm telling lies, Sean.
No, dude, I agree with that. That was a good take, brother. That was a good take.
All right. Now, let's get into the fun of the evening, gentlemen. You know, I borrowed it from you. Let's hit the Rumble, since that is. Because I think your boy might be somebody we talk about in this segment. We're hitting the Royal Rumble, where we will be live streaming from Copeland's Bar and Grill in beautiful Manteno, Illinois. If you joined us for the first little live get together we had, thank you. If you plan to come to this one, come on out. Guys, I mean, we gushed over the service, the food, the atmosphere,
the drinks,
the viewing, the drink. Well, we had a 2-drink, you know, maximum.
Was it maximum or minimum?
No, it was a 2-drink limit. Excuse me. Sean wanted us
limit until we cut the mics.
Yeah, Sean.
Yeah, there you go.
Sean wanted us on our shit while we were there, so we were on our shit, our P's and Q's. But
I never said that. You're such an asshole. God damn it.
We had a very nice setup. A couple of people.
Yeah, like, Jovan, you and I had a nice setup.
We did have a nice setup.
My setup was pretty good. How was yours, Josh? Did you have any problems with
Well, so the one we had, I thought was great, but I knew I could do better. So we've actually decided to move it. So we're doing what? The 27th at 6 p.m. For the pre-show. We're putting it in the back of the restaurant because we don't have any parties booked or anything like that. We should be free and clear for that. We're putting down the wide screen and we're going to fire up the projector and make it a badass. Ooh,
sweet.
Boys, we're working the big room.
However, insulation's at a premium. You might want to bring an extra coat.
Yeah, baby.
And Dennis, for the love of God, bring cash.
Bring cash.
Amen. Bring cash. Take care of those girls.
Yes.
Take care of those girls. They'll take care of you.
Yeah, you bastard.
I'm planning on throwing
some pizzas into it for basically anybody who's attending the viewing party. So if they're coming out and they want to grab some free pizza, that's the way to do it. Just come out, check out the Rumble. It seems to be the most agreeable, fun thing for a lot of non-fans, you know, because I've got
my favorite show, Rumble
posters all over my place, but they're actually engaging me about that and saying, hey, yeah, that's a fun one where they're all throwing each other. Yeah, that's where you kind of figure out who's who for the next year.
Oh,
so, yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it all
There's
shows
a buzz.
Out.
But,
not only are we going to hopefully have a lot of fans showing up, but Mrs. DDJ will be coming along for the ride as well, too.
Oh, I cannot wait to rag on you with your wife.
Yep, and she is going to, and Sean will tell you, because Sean's met my wife, she will have no problem joining in.
I'm tagging her in every time I get tired.
I'm going to have to. I'm going to work her. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to work Mrs. DDJ so I can get my name on the short list of people to call when DDJ passes away so I can take a belt. So,
dude, I told you I would distribute them evenly amongst the crew, dude. You don't trust me?
You said the ones you didn't want, which left me with Mankind.
Yeah, he's all about the inside track.
You left me with nothing, Sean.
And that Mankind belt is signed by Mankind.
Yeah.
Oh, you see that? That might change it now. Sean might want that one.
Well, I'm gonna no. That one's going to. We're gonna. That assigned Mankind belt, I believe, belongs in Philly. I mean, you know, ECW.
I don't know.
I'm still here, boys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there you are.
Hey. Not for long.
What are you doing?
Royal Rumble predictions?
I've seen your
Royal
diet,
Rumble
bro.
Predictions. You can't live on chicken nuggets, is what he's saying, man. Dino nuggets, sorry. Yeah. Shout out, Jimmy.
No, dude, that 7,000 calorie pancake breakfast he has, too. That's not really good.
I ain't making that mistake again.
I am not unsure that you didn't go into a fucking diabetic shock when we were leaving because you were just, you looked like your vitals were crashing. You
no, like it wasn't. Ass. It wasn't that, dude. I told you that bed in that hotel room was so uncomfortable, dude. I literally did not sleep at all that night.
Joe, this is how I'm going to do my impression of Dennis eating breakfast that morning. And then at one point, he just goes,
you know what? I can't argue. That was
fairly
accurate.
Hey, I'm not done. And scene.
He went at it with gusto and didn't hardly.
Dude, he was tearing it up.
And then got to a certain point and just.
He was really proud of his turkey bacon, though.
That's some good shit.
It's like the lady who goes over there and gets herself the double quarter pounder with fries, but
a Diet Coke.
Yeah.
An apple pie and a large Diet Coke.
And a large Diet Coke. That was what you pulled. Rumble predictions. Who wants to throw out their women's Rumble winner? And will you have a surprise? So I'll give you this. Name your winner. Name your surprise entrance. Women's Rumble. Who wants to go first?
I got it. I got it right here.
Hit it, Rain Man.
First off, surprise entrant is going to be the wife of the person who Sean is representing on his shirt. I think AJ Lee is going to be a surprise entrant.
Oh, God, I can only hope.
And my winner, my pick for the winner of the Women's Royal Rumble is Bayley.
Ooh. She needs it. She's lost a lot.
Mm-hmm. Because it, with the whole thing going on with damage control, to me, it makes so much sense. You keep Io with the belt going into Mania, and then you have Bayley as her opponent. And that's, you know, and, you know, at some point, you know, Bayley's kicked out of the group and. And that, so I think that's the build. So I think it's gonna Bayley wins and AJ Lee is the surprise entrant.
Who wants to go next?
Josh.
I honestly don't the women's division is tighter than it's been in a long time. I think there's some girls there that are poised for that next level, and some just shouldn't even be in the picture. I think the whole Becky Lynch thing is just more of a swerve type deal. Like, I don't anticipate her just winning the whole damn Rumble. I just certainly don't believe in Charlotte anymore. And the only return I could possibly see in my head, at least, is Naomi.
That's a good one.
And I could see her popping up. I really hope to God it's not Mercedes, whatever the hell she's calling herself today.
Monet.
I'm not a fan. But long story short, yeah. I think. If anybody's going to pull it off, I think you're right. I think it's Bayley, just because they need to get her back to the strong character, independent character that she was, and now she's not saddled with this group anymore.
Yeah.
Or is that potentially where the betrayal happens?
Could from be
her own group.
I think she went. I could see that happening. Like, the her winning is kind of like that final straw. That's like.
Breaks her out of the group because she doesn't know she doesn't fit damage control now. I'm not going to say it, right. But yeah, she's got the different aesthetic.
Well, it almost seems like there's a desire to go back to that original Bayley kind of character.
She's been healed for so long. I would love.
Yes, and I remember her cutting up the big fun buddies.
Yes, you know? I miss those guys. Jody or Wolf, who wants it?
Well, I think your surprise entrance is Trinity.
Okay. Another one for Naomi.
Yep. And honestly, the winner? Shit. I don't know. That's a hard one. I do like Bayley. DDJ, that was a good pick. I don't know.
Thank you.
I don't know anybody else who would really have a spot there. Or that would be like the bigger, you know, the biggest story going into it.
To me, the only other person I think has a legit chance to win the Rumble is Becky Lynch, but I think they're going to go a different route to get her to Rhea.
I would like that, keeping Rhea strong too, because Rhea's been holding it for a good while. So any loss that she has is going to put that person back over pretty high.
It's an interesting point because. Most of the champions in WWE right now have been holding on the belts and for extended periods of time.
Yeah.
The only ones that have frequently changed so far is the tag. Gunther's had the Intercontinental unlock. Ripley's had hers for a while.
North America's changed quite a bit.
Yeah,
that's true.
PJ Pooh, NXT.
Yeah. But United States title, is that even still a that's Austin Theory, or it's Bobby Lashley, or it's whatever. The same
thing. It's Logan Paul.
It's Logan Paul, but he's, yeah.
He's basically pulling a Roman Reigns schedule right now.
As a no-timer.
Right. And honestly, I would love to see Kevin Owens win that one. I hope he does.
That would be cool.
That would be.
Well, Shawn KO is on TV every single week.
It makes sense to give him a title.
I think your surprise entrance is going to be Camille.
Ooh.
Solid one.
I don't think, I mean, even if she does start out at NXT, they can bring her into the Rumble. She can carry her own. She's a solid worker. We're going to see a lot of good matches with her and Rhea Ripley and
a couple of those
other girls down in NXT that are pretty good size, pretty athletic. Also, I think Rock's daughter is going to show up in some way, shape, or form. I can see Nia Jax winning this, man, to set her up for the Monster Heel going into WrestleMania to challenge for a title. You know, her and Rhea going out at Mania makes sense to me. I can see that happening because Rhea's pretty dominant, and they're going to want to put her in there with somebody that can go. And let's be honest, man, if Nia fucks up and Jax her in the jaw, she might get her ass legit whipped because Rhea's no joke.
Nope.
Yeah.
So
I'm looking at the future of the WWE Women's Division debuting at the Royal Rumble, and that is the one and only Jade Cargill, whatever she's going to call herself there. I see her. She's been and rumors Jade are Luger. That she's been putting, huh?
Jade Luger.
Yeah. Well, shit. She might get a Luger push, but they're saying that she's been putting in the work, man. That she's been in the Heart Dungeon with Natalya, and I want to see her excel because she's got the look. She just didn't have anything else, so we'll see if they were able to turn her into a wrestler. But that's my surprise for my winner. Okay. I like off the wall winners. There is a storyline already kind of embedded with the person I'm going to say, and it does work against Rhea Ripley. It kind of frees up Io Sky. You're very fine. It kind of frees up Io Sky to maybe get Bayley at Mania without having Bayley win the Rumble. But I think the women's winner could be Zoe Stark.
Wow.
Give her a push. She's already had some back and forth with Ripley, and it gives her the main seating.
That's
kind of helped reset the division.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah.
Gentlemen, we're switching gears to the marquee match of the Royal Rumble, the men's Royal Rumble, where dreams are made true and people point at the sign. Who is your one mystery reappearance and who is pointing at that sign?
Ooh. I am going to go with Andrade as our
mystery. Low hanging fruit.
Oh, fuck, dude. Yeah.
You didn't,
it's an easy one. The hard one. That's an easy one for me to pick. The hard one's going to be I want to hear Cult of Personality at the end of this motherfucker just because it's going to piss half of the world off, including half the people on the screen right now. I want Punk to win it. Yeah, I really do. I fucking legit want him to win it. I want him to go to Mania and main event it. I just do. I just do. There's no reason for it. I don't know that he even deserves it, but I want to see it.
Take a chance to throw his ass over those ropes and crush those dreams.
Yeah, Josh is not a Punk fan.
Oh,
he's been digging. Oh, man. He's been digging on me at work.
I can't wait until Gunther puts a goddamn boot in his head.
Yes.
You know how hard it is to be an intimidating force at work when your boss is constantly talking to you, talking shit about your favorite wrestler?
For the surprise entrant, this was a little bit harder for me to think of someone for the men than the women. But, I mean, you know what? I the only one that I could think of, and what did denotes the surprise entrance? Someone that's like currently not with the company, someone we haven't seen in a while.
Surprise entrance always means anybody not with the company, anybody returning from injury, someone we haven't seen in a long time.
All right, so actually, my surprise, and I'm kind of going to, you know, this will probably be considered, at least by you, Jovan, a little bit of a low hanging fruit. But I think we're going to see the return of Brock Lesnar in this match.
Yeah, I probably will call that.
And I feel like it's going to give us a great idea of what he's going to be doing at Mania, and I'm going to call that right now. I think he's going to have his – he's going to start something with Gunther that's going to lead to those two going at it at Mania.
Big meaty man slapping meat.
And then as for the winner, I don't know. I don't know necessarily think it – it's not going to be Flair versus Steamboat, but it's not going to be Goldberg versus Lesnar from WrestleMania 20.
No. Who's your winner, Dennis?
Not only do I have, and this is going to be a little bit of a shocker, not only do I have one winner, I think we're getting something because there's so much going on. I think we're going to get a redo of the end of the 1994 Royal Rumble, and we're going to have co-winners. Like something's going to happen. We're going to have co-winners. And you're looking at CM Punk and Cody Rhodes as your co-winners of the 2024 Men's Royal Rumble.
How much have you smoked today, buddy?
Absolutely no, actually, nothing.
I get what he said. That kind of makes sense to me.
Yeah, but I think that's just a shitty plan, man. I don't. To me, it doesn't happen.
I agree, but
for sure. But that's the thing, though. You get that kind of stuff, and then you get like the resentment of one of them.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, so that's why I think it's a shitty plan because it never works out where, oh, your co-winners, no matter if they're going the same path or separate paths, it doesn't matter. One of them's going to be looked at as like, oh, that's not my guy I wanted. And the majority is going to rule out.
And one other thing, though, is because we haven't heard officially the diagnosis of the Seth Rollins injury. I feel like whatever his injury is going to play a factor in it because obviously I think before then he hurt himself, we were all under the assumption that we were going to get Punk versus Rollins at Mania, and we still may depending on the severity of the knee injury. So I think the Rollins news, once that comes out, it may sway a lot of people's thoughts on who could win the Rumble.
Yeah, but we knew Rollins has been hurt for like ever.
Yeah.
Right? But so, he's been able to work through the back injury, but they're talking about his knee. And I mean, when he messed up his knee, I think it was back in 2015 when he was a champ, he was out for quite a while and stuff. And I mean, in that, so I mean, it could be anywhere from, you know, that like 6-7 months. I mean, it could be just a sprain or something. And he's got to take a few weeks. I mean, until we know, I think it's kind of everything's on hold until we get the word about what's up with Rollins's knee.
Okay. Fair. Who hasn't gone? Josh?
My surprise entrance is Braun Strowman.
My wife would love that. She loves Braun Strowman.
I think he's been looking like he's, you know, in rock solid fucking shape. Mm-hmm. He's been away long enough, I think, especially after Bray and everything like that. Hopefully there's a repackage of some sort, but it's not looking that way. I don't know. But as far as a winner, I got to go with Gunther.
Oh, I wouldn't mind that at all.
I just because him, Roman Reigns, WrestleMania sounds cool. I know there's the whole Rock angle that comes into play with all that sort of shit, but they've got Imperium. So I don't know if I want to see him and Seth necessarily at Mania. I don't think that's a draw, but I like him. I like him a lot, and I like him for the Rumble.
Jody.
That's good.
I think Punk's winning it. Yeah, Punk's winning. Come on. Like, everything else is all fine and nice, but dang, come on. Stop it. You already got the Cody story building up, so that doesn't matter. Well, finish the story. Fuck ever, dude. I'm yawning.
It's been team story for a while.
Yeah, it went from real fucking like a chapter book to goddamn Goodnight Moon real fast. So let's wrap it up. Fucking kids to bed, you know? Fucking hell. I mean, because that's the thing. Like, he's just like fucking ultra shitbag babyface that you're just like, ugh, my God, you became a cartoon. You're a fucking kids character. Ironically Hogan. Enough. Just like Stardust.
Oh, you know. What a shot. Jesus Christ.
Like a body shot, dude. He just came in.
He went for the haymaker. Am I fucking lying? I mean, like,
you're not. Wow, man. That was good.
You know, God, and that's a hard one. The thing is, like, so Cody can lose and still get Roman for the title because of the story, but Punk has to win to be able to get to Seth. Because that's like, let's be real. That's the real fucking money one right there, isn't it?
Yeah,
I think so.
You know, you can advertise Cody and win Roman or lose, right now.
I mean, whether he don't need to win it, I don't. You know what I mean? Like, Punk doesn't need to win it, but I mean, if they want to make money on,
yeah, he doesn't need to win it, but yeah, if they're looking at like the dollars and cents wise, because that's already the front runner for Mania. So now you actually have. Now, here's the other thing too. Now you have both main men's titles that can be main event caliber matches. Because for a while, it's usually like a world title match is just like mid card title. It's no different than the IC title. It's the undisputed title that everybody is like, that's the big men's main event. But you have Punk and Rollins at Mania with the feud, and you know the buildup's going to be fucking absolutely fantastic.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Promos are going to be beastly.
Yeah. Be willing to bet the biggest pop of the night for at Mania is going to be Punk and Rollins. That match is going to be the one that fucking steals the show.
It needs to be night one main.
Well, you know, you got Nick Aldis over there putting together four-way dances for Roman Reigns' title. And it's not like they're going to back off the storyline with the two of them. So that leads me to believe, like, once you get past a fatal four-way, you're starting to talk like Elimination Chamber, cage match. Yeah. Like, there's a lot of opportunities there. And it's also a great way to also help cover up The Rock. Because you got a whole bunch of other people involved in the match and all that kind of thing. So,
yeah.
Leaves you open for that Seth story.
Does anybody
Joe, think do you have any surprises?
Show up for the Rumble?
What's that?
Well, I mean,
surprise for the men's?
Yeah.
If there wasn't a four-day difference, I would say you just hear at the number three spot the fucking falling coins.
Oh.
And out comes the fucking Rainmaker. And everybody loses their fucking mind for the rest of the
night. We knew that would happen, too.
Because everybody's going, oh, Okada's going to leave New Japan. He has to go to AEW. Well, no, he doesn't. He can very much go to TNA, and he can very much go to the E. So, but how great would that be if, like, you know, because here's another thing, too. Anybody else notice WWE getting super fucking friendly with Japanese wrestling? It's been happening for a while. When they let Shinsuke go over to wrestle Muda,
and they're trying to make NXT Japan a big deal,
And they just sent Regal's son over to All Japan to wrestle for the Triple Crown over there.
Yeah, so they're working with All Japan, they're working with Noah, and now what would it be a kick in the absolute dick to Tony Khan if they work out a deal? Because you know, we don't know this, but what's to say that whole deal that AEW and New Japan have, it doesn't, well, is it exclusive? Probably we don't know. New
Japan works,
but I would say, like,
yeah,
that's the thing. It doesn't, because in the time that New Japan's worked with AEW, they also worked with Impact at that time.
Yeah.
So that kind of leads me to believe.
And like, they're working with MLW as well, I believe.
Yeah. There's nothing that leads me to believe that they won't just be like, oh yeah, no, we're working with everybody. Sorry. And all of a sudden fucking Okada probably gets a truckload of money. Shows up, you know.
Or is Endeavor looking at New Japan?
Well, that's a whole other way of looking at it too, because you know, I know Tony Khan feels like he's got a lot of fuck you money to work with when it comes to this,
right?
Endeavor has way more fuck you money.
Way more money.
They got revenue coming in a lot of other fucking ways, and you know, and not just they're like
entertainment group.
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, they have so much revenue coming in, and people can argue and say, well, you know, they have the Jaguars. Well, that's cool, but I don't think that's all. That's not Tony. That's Shot.
That's Daddy.
Daddy.
That's Daddy.
Yeah,
that's, you know, Daddy's money.
That's a family thing. That's not a independent one person. Whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. No. So, and
one's legacy.
And like I said though before, man, AEW is not putting out product enough to merit it.
Yeah,
you know, Everybody's hyped on Ospreay. I get that, and I think it's like a precursor that we're gonna get Okada next. Why would Okada want to go to AEW?
Yeah, I don't see
give me a big reason why. And why does he want to come to America in the first place? If he's coming to America, it's he's coming here for money. Get the fat contract, get that fame, get
he's
the
at US the end of his contract. He's at the end of his career, right?
Yeah, he's on the back nine at this point.
Yeah,
he's been a legend. He's not a young kid. He's gonna go down as one of the all time greats in New Japan. Let's be real, you know. Yeah.
This is Shinsuke a few years ago.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think they realized they missed the boat, like, by putting Shinsuke. Well, they kind of didn't, because NXT was much different at that point.
It was great.
That black and gold in 2015. Yeah, like, I mean, you got guys like Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, like a place where Shinsuke is gonna thrive and get to do what he does.
That style too, because they were working very strong in NXT at that point.
And what's the best way to recapture that? You bring in Okada, okay? You have Okada, you bring him straight to the main roster, but you also let him do a little bit of what he does, not just tone him down WWE style and shit like that. And it's fucking,
I was about to say, Okada, out of all of the Japanese wrestlers in New Japan, has the most Americanized way of wrestling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The crowd work, the move set, he is more Americanized than a lot of these guys that don't really get over when they come here, like the Ace, because nobody's strumming an air guitar anymore.
Yeah.
It gets kind of dated. But Okada, you know, that Rainmaker, Gotti, just fucking, I'm the greatest. That's going to fucking translate.
Yeah.
That'll resonate.
Yeah.
I agree. And what's he going to do? He's going to go to AEW, and he's going to get pigeonholed into, I want to see Okada Kenny 5. That's all people care about. That's all people give a fuck about. Because and let's be real. Hasn't AEW fumbled enough with their New Japan signings?
Yeah. It's not good.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Peraza went there. Honestly.
Fucking Jay White fumbled.
Yeah.
Made the Cruiserweight Classic look organized.
Jay White bothers me because he was one of the best Bullet Club leaders after Devitt, after AJ. I freaking love the Switchblade era.
Yeah.
And he looks like a bitch in Bullet Club Gold.
And how about,
and Bullet Club looks like a bitch.
Yeah.
How the hell do they manage that?
Well, they added fucking Juice Robinson and two fucking kids.
Fucking ass boys.
Yeah.
How about this? How about Kota Ibushi getting fumbled in AEW?
Yeah.
Couldn't stay healthy enough to fucking do anything.
Can't stay healthy. Looked like shit when he was. Just looked like an absolute fish out of water. Completely.
I've never seen him with the fucking tire, the way he had a tire on that one match. I'm like, this dude's normally cut to the gills. He's got a fucking spare tire today.
Like, he's
like, we know this isn't gonna be for long.
He showed up and was like, "Yo, I'm gonna let my spanks out, man. I'm just gonna take this shit off and just like." He looks like absolutely in the ring. So if you're Okada, like, do you say, "Wow, well, fuck yeah, Tony can offer me some money, but the fuck am I gonna do there?" Not to mention, you still got fucking Captain Chris Jericho on his fucking tugboat of fucking sexual assault, allegedly. So, you know.
Thank you for
riding the seven seas of NDAs. It's like ridiculous, dude. Like why would he want to go there? And then you have WWE owned by Endeavor, who can just be like, yeah, we're just gonna back the fucking Brinks truck up for you, dog. You want to bring your family to America? Fuck it, bring them all.
All right, man. Let me jump.
You think the female You think the female pro wrestlers are thinking twice about signing up for the Jericho Cruises now?
No, because apparently, never mind. I'm not going to go there.
It's a lot of water, bro.
Oh, no, you have to now.
Nowhere to go.
You have to now.
Nowhere to go.
It's a lot of water.
Gotta go to hide.
It's a Jericho boat. He's got all access key cards. Jesus, yeah, it's not good. Allegedly.
It's not good.
It's
allegedly. Allegedly.
There's no smoke on the water out there. It's all
dun 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 dun
terrible. All right, man. All right, gentlemen, I'm gonna give my answer so we can go ahead and wrap up this episode. My mystery guy should come as no shock. Coming in at number 10, Ty Dillinger makes his return to the WWE. Why? 10, 10, 10. Because he has another baby now on the way, and he needs money because he can't get off his wife. So
I got kids.
Look at his wife. Would you?
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, no. This is not. It's not an indictment of what she looks like. I mean, shit, she's, yeah, keep her pregnant too. But
yeah,
they need money. Sure, there's men out there that get off before they'd ever enter her as his wife.
Like American Pie. Oh,
sorry.
Twice. Again. All right, Jovan.
Anyways, my winner. And I'm taking some time to think about this, right?
Sean, wait for it.
I'm not saying CM Punk. I'd rather die.
good man.
My winner, because
Josh,
I think
you don't want to tie your rope to that boat, buddy. Just you stay there. Oh, where yeah. You're at.
They still like you, Josh. Okay, I got called dumb. I got called a dumb bitch whenever I disputed CM Punk, so I try not to do that too much now. But they know my feelings.
Well, you're a fucking dumb bitch, so that's why.
Well, in my defense, dude, he was being a dumb bitch, Josh.
It was a great counter to everything I was saying. Well, you're a dumb bitch, and that was it. That's all he had for me that night.
I only said it once, dude. Come on.
Anyway.
Wait, wasn't it stupid bitch?
It was stupid, bitch. You couldn't even get it right.
I remember that's right when I came up.
I've got fucking Drew McIntyre winning the Rumble, man. Fuck
ooh.
It. I think right now McIntyre's got a little bit of heat on him, a little bit of momentum after that promo. It's kind of this thing that you look for when you're trying to build momentum into a big match like the Rumble. I see him taking it, dude. I think I would have loved Gunther, but I think Gunther gets tossed by Brock setting up that feud. But give me McIntyre, man, and he can feud with Punk because Punk's feelings are hurt that McIntyre is going to call out Seth and take his spot again. And wham, 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 I'm not going to get my Mania moment, which he probably will somehow. But give me the Scottish man.
All right.
The Punk hate is strong with this one, man.
Unbelievable.
This guy here.
Yeah,
unbelievable. Fucking...
Let the hate flow. Mm-hmm. Gentlemen, we are at roughly an hour. If nobody has a real quick topic to end on, I say we end on some small questions about our host for the Royal Rumble on the 27th of January. Oh, Sean's got something.
We're not doing offshoots anymore, but I got to throw this out there. Just for all you idiots that are messaging me on personal messenger about my comments about Donald Trump and Don King or whatever, suck my dick. I don't give a fuck. It's a joke. If you can't fucking deal with it, take your MAGA hat, wipe your ass, and get the fuck out of my face. Don't come at me with that ignorant shit. Fuck you. You don't know my political ideals. You don't know my life. It was a fucking joke. And whether you want to believe it or not, I don't give two fucks what any of you think.
There goes two of our listeners.
Thank you, Javon.
Wow.
Appreciate it.
I got a little – I know we're not – like you said, I know we're not doing the offshoot.
Oh, my God. Who else wants
to do it? No. We're not doing offshoot. No. I shouldn't have fucking done it. Sorry.
No. But I do have some – I do have something that I want to share that's a little bit of a you know, means a lot to me considering where things started.
This is the reason we stopped doing this. Go ahead, Dennis.
No, I can wait.
No, go ahead. I'm just fucking with you, Dennis.
No,
go.
It's go. Good.
Go. We're not going to end the show until you do it.
Then we're just going to sit here.
All right, we're going to sit here.
So.
Oh, don't do a first segment of Raw thing.
How much time do you want to burn, buddy? It's on you.
All right.
Come on.
So,
oh man, time is money. Money's pizza. Pizza's power. Let's go.
Oh God, I just had pizza for dinner too. Recently, I think I may have told. I'm pretty sure I told Sean about this. I don't know if I told any. You two. I know I haven't said anything to Josh because we haven't talked in a while. But recently, I found out that my son got accepted into this gifted program, and that so he's going to be going to a new school in the fall once he starts fourth grade. And considering where we started with him way back, when my wife was pregnant with our son, and considering that some of the things, and I think Sean and I have talked about this in the past, how things could have been, because my son was born with this condition called the agenesis of the corpus callosum. And what that means is that the piece of the brain that connects the left and the right sides of the brain never formed. And it could have ranged from, he would have been fine, he really wouldn't have known, to where he could have had some, developmental issues, possibly some severe ones, things like that. And it's just kind of one of those, it could have been so much different than how it turned out and stuff. And it just, I think about my son, who's 8 years old, smart as just a really smart kid, amazing with math. Sean's interacted with him, so Sean knows what I'm talking about and stuff. But it's just really cool to see how far he's come in his almost 9 years on this earth. And I'm so proud of that little boy of mine. He can be a little shithead at times, but God damn it, I love that little boy.
I'm going to save that for posterity.
He's a good boy.
He's a shithead at times, but he's a good boy. That's fucked up. It's okay, though.
He is. I call him like I see it, but you know what? He's a kid.
Stop him when he's telling lies. Anybody else want to give a final thought?
While we're
Fantastic. Now, gentlemen and Josh, thank you very much for your time tonight. We are once again going to mention that we will be at Copeland's Bar and Grill, Manteno, Illinois, for the Royal Rumble on the 27th of this month, which means not this weekend, but the next fucking weekend. If you can be there, 6 p.m., show up. Josh, go ahead and give us a spill about the going-ons there in Manteno.
That night we want to make sure that we're dedicating the time and the space to the Rumble and kind of growing that out. So we're throwing it up on the big screen. We're going to put out extra pizzas, things like that. Just little niceties for everybody who decides to come out and brave the weather and come hang with us.
Mm. Do we know what the weather's going to be like in that area? Because I mean,
it's all lies until 2 days before.
It's very true.
It's not gonna be cold like it has been from what I've seen.
It's showing 36, a high of 36 and cloudy.
All right, that's good enough for me not to see snow.
My wife let the windows open and crack. I can't feel my toes, so you know.
Frostbite, man, it happens within an hour when it's
cold. I'm just saying. So yeah, I'm not gonna make predictions on the weather, but yes, we'll see what we can do. We'll make sure everybody stays warm, and yeah, we got plenty of pizzas, and we'll have drink specials lined up for that night, and all that good stuff.
Please grab a drink with the wolf. That way, he can be busy drinking with you instead of setting up his shit.
Right, yeah.
Joey K, will you be able to join us virtually from the Philadelphia Filthy House?
I'm working on it.
Fantastic. We hope you can. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that has been the episode here on the Royal Rumble. Gave you guys a good insight to everything that we've got coming on. Please join us, if you can, in person at the one and only Copeland's Bar and Grill in Manteno, Illinois. If you can't, join us here on the live stream. We'll be here sharing it with all of you. Mm-hmm. Shout out to all of our viewers that are still with us. Shout out to Jimmy. Shout out to the guy at Copeland's. Shout out to the guy at... the hell is that place called? Culver's. We keep wanting to buy that fucker's shirts, but he hasn't reached out. So if you guys can reach out to Sean and give him hate mail, reach out, dude, from Culver's and get your t-shirt, bitch.
You think, man.
Yeah, you think. I know. We're trying to give these shirts away. We can, apparently, according to Dennis.
But, you know.
Yeah, Dennis.
Hey, I ain't said anything about church today, man. So
what's your philosophy?
You get a free t-shirt or fuck them if they can't take a joke.
We really going with that punk shirt again this week? Are you going to wear it next week too? Have you slept?
No, I got a couple more.
Laundered.
Yeah, didn't he's clearly, I think Sean just ordered a new shirt or something.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
now he's got that. I got that Root of the Fights hoodie. They just came out with for him coming.
Yeah. Now you're the one keeping barking in business.
It's one guy, dude. I'm not buying everybody shit like half day merch monster up here.
Sorry, bro. Legends of the Ring Sting, man. It's a great figure. Old school figure. Looks great. It's Sting! Old school Sting from WCW. Guys, you know us. Three-fourths of the Shooting Shit team. And we're here with a listener just like you guys. This is Jimmy from Super Powers Comics.
My friend of almost 20 years. Yeah. He's known him since you were 12.
If you know people in Chicago, you probably know Dennis because he knows half the town.
Of course.
But shooters, if you need action figures, comics, wrestling memorabilia, we just showed you Sting. Super Powers Comics. We'll put up their QR code so you can get a good look at everything they have coming. Give it a shot, shooters. Get your superpowers on and get your comments from our friend Jimmy, who listens just like you.
Attention wrestling fans and fans of Shooting Shit Podcasts. You can now be one of the cool kids by going to ProWrestlingTees.com and buy the official Shootin' Shit t-shirt. Buy it now and be there at ringside.
Be sure to check us out on YouTube at www.youtube.com/@SHOOTINGSHT. Find us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/groups/SHOOTINSHT. Check us out on TikTok at SHOOTINSHIT. And you can buy your official Shootin' Shit shirt at www.prowrestlingtees.com/SHOOTINSHT. And thanks for watching.